Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert, over the holiday, my son and I decided to build a computer. It's amazingly simple these days. A trip to the store for the components, a few hours to put it all together, and voila, we had a working computer.
That's because all the parts are standardized and designed to work together. What if repairing and growing human organs were this simple? One of the major challenges is the lack of standardization in the procedures that produce stem cells. This means each lab may end up with different results.
To solve that problem, the National Institutes of Health is now providing standardized stem cells directly for academic or commercial research or production.
Two different types of stem cells are available. Clinical-grade stem cells are available for clinical research in humans, while laboratory-grade stem cells are for basic and translational research.
To produce these cells, stem cells were isolated from human umbilical cord blood cells obtained during a normal delivery of a healthy baby. These cells were then induced back to a more primitive state in the lab to yield pluripotent stem cells.
With the right stimulus, these cells can become any cell in the body. These stem cells have great potential for cures in diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, muscular dystrophy, and spinal cord injuries.
In mice, stem cells have created insulin-producing cells that reverse diabetes and even restored limb function in animals with spinal cord injury.
Consider the implications if we can produce these results to help people. That would be amazing and something that's starting to be within reach.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.